The big news through Ipswich Attack Road would not be heading to the UK. Wayne Hawkes joins me now. Morning, Wayne.
Morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Good. This a tough decision to make, or was it an easy one?
It was pretty easy. It was pretty easy. Look, at the end of the day, the owners said take the ego out of it and do what's right for the horse. So it wasn't. We can all jump on a plane and go to England for a holiday. You don't need to have the great flash to go with you to do that. So he's got a black eye this morning and he's a little bit flat. So mate, to be fair, that one run yesterday, that's equivalent to a normal horse having two runs, isn't it?
Yeah, that was an unbelievable effort, Wayne.
Yeah, it was a bit silly, but in saying that, I mean, what does he do that's silly? Manicato Stakes from nowhere to zip around him, and Tommy Berry stand up and hoo-ha to the crowd. Lightning Stakes first up, and he couldn't win at the clock tower. You know, TJ Smith, where he just circled the best field in Sydney that they can assemble. I mean, he just keeps doing it. And, you know, I mean, most of our best horses racing today, their racing pattern is to be leader or box seat. And this horse, when he has some pace in the race, geez, he's just got a half-mile freaky run home, you know. And I mean, he's a different horse to Octagonal, but he just reminds me of him with that big, long run home. And even just watching the replay a couple of minutes ago, he looks like he's going sort of slow. Not slow, but you look at his stride, it just seems like he's going so slow. But they're just reeling off, you know, probably near track record, times each section. And the bottom line is you haven't gut busters. I mean, it's like an NRL grand final where the score's 21-21 with 3 minutes to go. I mean, they're flogging each other. Well, that's what Chautauqua does to himself every time he goes out. So to only have four runs, but four super, super hard runs, we just looked at him this morning and we did. We just took the ego out of it, and it was just very, very simple and easy decision to go home.
Now, there would have been a lure there because going to Royal Ascot, there was the chance of the bonus. Is there a chance he could go on, I think it's to Japan?
Oh, look, mate, it was... Well, I'll tell you how not about the ego, even just from a pure trainer's point of view. It works out to be worth about a $380,000 trainer's bonus, let alone the owner's bonus and the prize money. So we certainly, we just looked at the horse and everything like that. But this time next year, well, that's a different story. Mm. We'd probably roll the dice and go. It's, it's... We want to look after him. He's been great to us. He's only had 22 race starts, and he's about to turn six. So he's done his job, and, he had a roll this morning. He was a bit stiff and sore like what we were this morning, getting up off the stand. So that was, as Michael said, that was a challenge factor, just how he just got up out of the stand roll. He was just a bit stiff, and we're waiting for our physio from home to come over with the horse, and we're waiting for him to arrive now just to go over him before he goes into quarantine with... old buffering and to rising romance to head back to Melbourne.
Wayne, watching that race yesterday, he almost cantered out of the stalls. He's back stone motherless. And I looked and thought, if I were Tommy Berry, you'd be thinking at some stage, mate, I don't know about you, but I've got to get going here. And the temptation would be, I've got to give you a squeeze or a slap around the backside. We can't wait any longer. Do you get that feeling in the race watching, thinking, come on, when are you going to go?
Well, the bloke that's on top knows a bit more about that than any of us that train him. So he just said he's that smart, the Newmarket, Dwayne was told to jump and snag him, and he went back to last, and now we've sort of jumped and snagged. All of a sudden the horse thinks, okay, this is what we've got to do. So it's probably not what you really want to be doing, to be giving them those extra... It's fine to be back and last, but not to be giving them those extra couple of lengths, because when you miss the kick and you slow away... They fly along in front. All of a sudden, you're like, come on, we've got to get up and get travelling. And you're making that big, big run home, which most horses can't do. But it was just a big day. And, what everyone doesn't know is that pre-race, he ripped the shoe off.
Twice, didn't he?
He cracked the sads himself, and he had a bit of a hissy fit. And he ripped the shoe off. And then we saddled him and walked him out, and he ripped the same shoe off again. So... within the course of about a five-minute period, 2 weeks of unbelievable planning and everything's just gone to perfection, went straight out the door. So that was the reason why we're all a bit ecstatic and was a bit over the top with the emotional win, because it was such a roller coaster 20 minutes before the race, and stewards are telling us to hurry up and get the mountain enclosure, and Farrier's trying to put his shoe on him, and he's literally reefing the Farrier apart. And Wasn't my time for 5 minutes, I'll tell you, Sean. wasn't your life flashing before your eyes, but it was the trip. That's what it was flashing
your eyes. You'd be tearing the hair out, Wayne, I reckon, the last couple of minutes before you went out.
I got no hair, but if I had some, I'd be tearing it out, and I'd just have to cross the bath, and he was just like Skippy Young, just shaking his head. So it's while Mike was trying to wrestle Chitark, while the Ferry was trying to have a crack at getting the shoes, so... Oh, it's a beautiful story now, but it wasn't much fun there yesterday. And these are things that, you know, that people don't get to see and all the stuff that goes with it. So, you know, Tommy even said he was a bit, he was only so-so when he got behind the barriers. He was sweating up more than normal and everything. So you weigh all that up this morning, you go, you know what, he's probably telling us he's had enough. Yeah. We're probably lucky to have, not lucky, but we've gotten away with it yesterday, which was fantastic. But in his own way, he's telling us he's had enough, he needs a break. So... We can get him ready for this race in December. You know, the championship in December, all those same races he's run against. Mm. Americans want us to go over there for the Breeders' Cup. It's normally on about the day after VRC Derby Day. They want us to go for the Breeders' Cup in Santa Anita. So there's a million and one options. So, but the end result is there's only one option at the moment. That's looking after the paddock.
Wayne Hawke's gracious enough to be with us after Chautauqua's win yesterday. Wayne, we're scratching our heads this morning having a chat before coming on air of horses who can finish off as quickly as he does. And you often see middle distance or stayers do that. When they stop up front, they'll come from behind, a la Kiwi type of thing. But for sprinters, we were scratching our heads to try and think of one who can do what he does, to come from that far back and just wind them up and go bang, put them to sleep as quick as he does.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He's as I said, he's a bit octagonal-like from a point of view of making that half mile slog home. Well, it's not a slog; it's a dash. But he just joins in like Usain Bolt. But imagine if he was an on pacer, he wouldn't be 100 yards every time. But that doesn't always work that way because you see good horses in lesser races and they only just win, and they come out against the better horses and they only just win. But he's a winner, mate, and he's got to do it the hard way. And that's why his reputation's getting bigger by the win, because even just yesterday, you know, I like sort of standing back and just soaking it all up a bit. And as soon as they jumped out the gate, the whole Chinese crowd just sighed and just went, oh, the whole crowd did it. Because, see, one thing they don't do is they're not a big rap, the Chinese, on International Day because they don't know the horses. So they probably had him way out in the quaddie and all that sort of stuff. And when he's blown the start like he did, and then when he came down the straight, they weren't that loud, but then as soon as he started to come, they just started roaring and screaming. And for the Chinese to be sort of standing there in the parade after the race, and they sung the Australian National, they played the National Anthem, the Aussie National Anthem. There were so many Chinese people there. So, I mean, he's gaining a pretty big cult following over here. So,
does your dad show emotion after a race like that? Does John show emotion?
No, he don't normally, but as I said, it was a bit like Moss Fun when she blew the start in the golden slipper and she was last on the fence, and James McDonald was the only one to have gone up the inside on that golden slipper day, and he went up the inside and he beat Earthquake and won. Having the drama that we had before the race probably took it to another level, and I mean, to be fair, I mean, you're on the big stage here. To be in your own backyard's one thing, but to... take a horse away half around the world and take on the best of what's on offer. It's a big effort on the horse's part. So it was a special, special day.
It was, mate. We appreciate your time, really do. And congratulations. I was sitting there watching. I said to my son, have a look at this. He's ambled out of the stalls, this horse. Just keep your eye on him. And all of a sudden, I can't repeat what he said the last 200. He was in shock. I said,
I can't tell you what I said either. Just
quietly. Said, have a look
not
at this.
What we really wanted, but the script, the script came to order in the end. But
amazing.
Phenomenal horse, and just great to be a part of it, because anyone could have had him. So he was there at the Sydney Easter Sales, and he was there. So we're lucky enough to like him and to buy him. So this is history.
You don't only like him and buy him, you love him because you're looking after him. That's why he's coming back home.
Well, I think Robert Heathcote summed it up this morning. He's in the barn next door with the old Buff. And he's a bit sore and sorry for himself, but to be fair, Buffering actually looks okay this morning. He does look quite good. And Robert walked up and said, have you made your decision? And we said, no, we're standing right here now. We're making the decision. We're standing in the middle of the quarantine barn. And he said, I'll leave you blokes alone. He came back at 5 to 9. Hong Kong time because it had to be that it had to be decided by 9 o'clock. And he said, "What's your decision?" And Dad said, "Nope, we've had a toss about it, and we're staying home." He said, "You know what, Hawksy?" He said, "On your tombstone, it's going to read what did he say?" He said, "It's going to read all the time is given." So I think that's a fair call because we love doing it with All Too Hards, not running in golden slippers, and Lime Rose not running in Cox plates and things like that. It's all about looking after your horse. So hopefully we'll get another good 12 months out of Chautauqua.
Yeah. Mate, terrific. Pass on your best to everyone from all back here because I tell you what, we came to our feet yesterday too. Don't worry about that.
No, it was great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, good on you, Wayne. Good to catch up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Wayne Hawks there from Team Hawks after Chautauqua. Absolutely amazing win in Hong Kong yesterday, Cha Tin. Absolutely brilliant. And they're bringing the horse home, doing the right thing by him, as you heard Wayne say. He's a bit stiff and sore today, and he's coming home.